I sit here and and I'm stunned, actually. I am stunned at how the left is attacking itself, how the Biden administration is attacking itself for failures at the border. The left is completely appalled with itself. As enforcement at the southern border finally began, and then they're horrified. Because apparently those that grew up in San Francisco and elsewhere never ride horses, don't understand the difference between a rein and a whip. You see, Vice News went crazy posting photographs here over the last couple of days, talking about how awful it is. Looks like something from a different century. Border Patrol agents riding around on horses whipping Haitian refugees. Not true, of course. They have the reins of the horse in their hand that they're moving back and forth to either side of the horse's neck to control which way they're going. But Kamala Harris, you know, the woman who's apparently our border czar, in charge of border security, who's had little or nothing to do with border security because she's basically ignored it. She is appalled by all of this. You have to hear this. Bite number five with Kamala Harris. Go. Bite number five.
What I saw depicted about those individuals on horseback treating human beings the way they were is horrible. And I fully support what is happening right now, which is a thorough investigation into exactly what is going on there. But human beings should never be treated that way. And I'm deeply troubled about it.
She's deeply troubled about it. Deeply troubled. Because she knows nothing about what she's talking about. This is one of the dumbest stories to make the national news rounds that I've ever known about. No kidding. But I come to find out that even Democrats are laughing about it. Even Democrats, a lot of them, actually know a lot about horses and the difference between a whip and a rein. Like Congressman Henry Cuellar of Texas, who corrects another bit of false news, fake news, from the fountain of stupidity, better known as CNN. It's bite number six. Bite number six. Listen to this from Henry Cuellar, Congressman of Texas. Go.
Well, you know, certainly we got to make sure we treat all the immigrants with respect and dignity. But I will say this. Border Patrol has had those horse brigades for a while. They've had them for a while. Number one. Number two, they don't carry whips and they do not carry lassos. I think the picture you're talking about, at least the one I've seen, is the rein of the horses.
Should those be used, even if it's a rein?
Well, again, if there was a problem, it should be investigated, and I think that's it. But we cannot paint the Border Patrol with the same type of paintbrush.
Yeah. The same type of paintbrush. We shouldn't just paint them that way. We shouldn't just smear these people. No, probably not. You probably should not just smear these people. But what's absolutely ridiculous? Oh, my God, they're whipping people. No, they're not. There's a reason that mounted police are effective in crowd control. Horses are big and intimidating to people that are on their feet. A horse, you know, the chest of a horse is head high to people. And that pushes people back. That pushes people back. And that's why they're used, whether it's in Chicago or at the nation's capital or on the border with Mexico. Horses are used because they intimidate people on their feet, and you don't have to do anything. You don't have to use them as an offensive weapon. It's a defensive piece of equipment is a horse in a crowd control situation, which is why they're used all over the world for such. You don't need a whip. You've got a horse. By the way, the red political wave rising in Texas and elsewhere. Joe Biden's approval rating today in Iowa, according to the Des Moines Register, 31%. Approval rating in Michigan, according to the Detroit News, 39%. And it's getting worse. This is one of the reasons. By the way, Brandon Judd from the National Border Control counsel, he's the president, he said, you have to ask the questions. You cannot ignore the laws, and that's why the red wave is rising in Texas and across this country. Bite number eight with Brandon Judd. Bite eight. Go.
If we don't ask the question, why are we here? What caused this? We won't fix this problem. The simple answer is catch and release. As long as we invite people to violate our laws, as long as we reward them for entering the country illegally and then releasing them into the United States with a de facto immigration status to where they can get work permits, to where they can send their children to school, where they have every right of a United States citizen, they're going to continue to come. We've seen that time and time again.
We have seen that time and time again. Start telling the truth. But you know what the really crazy thing is how tone deaf Washington is. Chuck Schumer says we must stop deporting these illegal aliens. Go to bite number nine. Last bite, real quick. Bite nine, Chuck Schumer. Listen to this.
So I urge President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas to immediately put a stop to these expulsions and to end this Title 42 policy at our southern border. That we cannot continue these hateful and xenophobic Trump policies that disregard our refugee laws. We must allow asylum seekers to present their claims at our ports of entry and be afforded due process.
Yeah. We must afford them due process, right? Right. They're coming into our country illegally by the thousands, gathering, demanding services. And I'm supposed to say, okay, what do you want? How can I help? Step up to the pay window. Oh, that's right. We pay you. We pay you. Nonsense, I say. Chuck Schumer, politically tone deaf. Good luck in the midterms, Chuck. Quick break now. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the great American story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.